From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The United Nations Security Council has unanimously adopted a tough new round of economic sanctions against North Korea in response to its September 3rd nuclear test of possible hydrogen bomb. Cho Tae-yul is the permanent representative of the Republic of Korea to the United Nations.
The resolution also sends a clear message to Pyongyang that enough is enough. Continuing on the wrong path will only deepen its isolation, seriously endanger its political stability, and hinder its economic development. This is surely not what North Korea desires, but it is what it will certainly face if it does not change its course immediately.
U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley told the council Monday evening, and today the Security Council is saying that if the North Korean regime does not halt its nuclear program, we will act to stop it ourselves. Haley said the provisions in the resolution would drastically cut North Korea's ability to fund and fuel its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. If fully implemented, the new sanctions would cut a third of North Korea's oil imports, which Haley called the lifeblood of its efforts to build and deliver a nuclear weapon. Residents of the Florida Keys may be unable to go home for weeks to see for themselves the havoc left by Hurricane Irma. What was left after the storm passed is not fit for reentry for regular citizenry for weeks. That's according to the White House Homeland Security Advisor Thomas Bossert. The Keys is a group of hundreds of low-lying islands stretching 265 kilometers from mainland Florida into the Gulf of Mexico. This is VOA News. Dutch King William Alexander flew to St. Martin for the Netherlands in a tiny Caribbean territory, and French President Emmanuel Macron is heading to his country's adjoining St. Martin territory. A prime minister of Antigua and Barbuda said 95% of Barbuda's buildings are destroyed or severely damaged after Hurricane Irma. State Department said this Monday that the U.S. embassies and consulates have actually reopened in the Dominican Republic. An unprecedented rescue and relief response by the United States is underway not only in Florida but also in the Caribbean following Hurricane Irma, according to the Trump administration. It is the largest ever mobilization of the military and the naval and marine operation for relief operations, according to the White House Homeland Security Advisor Thomas Bossert. Nine large ships, including a 335-meter-long USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier, arrived in Key West on Sunday. President Donald Trump said terrorists have nowhere to hide Monday as he led the nation and observing the 16th anniversary of the worst act of terrorism ever on U.S. soil on September 11, 2001. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis introduced the president, noting that the 9/11 attacks had only strengthened America's resolve. He said that maniacs disguised in false religious garb thought by hurting us, they could scare us that day, but we Americans are not made of cotton candy. We are not seaweed drifting in the current. A foreign woman working for the International Committee of the Red Cross has been shot dead in northern Afghanistan. ICRC spokesman told VOA that the incident took place Monday in an orthopedic clinic in the capital. He identified the victim as 38-year-old physiotherapist Lorena Perez, a Spanish national. He said the Afghan intelligence agency has arrested the assailant and launched an investigation into the deadly attack. The shooter was said to be a regular patient and had been hiding a pistol in his wheelchair. At least 16 people have been killed, most of them regional government soldiers, after al-Shabaab militants attacked the Somali town, according to residents and officials there. Security sources say that militants attacked three locations within that town, which sits on the Somalia-Kenya border. The first attack targeted a military base about 6 kilometers outside the town. Independent security sources told VOA Somali that 14 government soldiers were killed in the attack, with 8 others wounded. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.